Well, they're under pressure. There's no doubt there's a great management team there and a very committed staff. But again, like everything else, they need support. They need support in terms of additional staff and ensuring that, you know, you've stepped down facilities, more funding for home care packages, greater support in the primary care setting and the community setting to ensure that patients, you know, can move out of the hospital quickly in terms of discharge, but more importantly as well that people aren't referred into the hospital, that the support for GPs and the support for primary care and community care. And I think if we could prioritise and address the issue of an ageing population and put the resources in there, it would, I think, address some of the problems and some of the pinch points in the health services in Donegal.
I'm sure you've been around many hospitals around the country. How does Letterkenny compare to other hospitals, and are the staff at Letterkenny under any more pressure than any other staff around the country?
Well, they're under pressure. Like all hospitals across the country, there is huge pressure on frontline staff. There simply isn't enough of them there, and we need to support them. And the best way to do that is by recruiting additional staff. Obviously, the issue of retention of consultants, getting non-consultant hospital doctors to Letterkenny is a challenge. And that's the same for a lot of regional hospitals throughout the country.